reward is greater than the payment of punishment. So the Hashem opened up the Shemayim. How do you do it? With Shchokim, like he opened up, it says, Dalsi Shemayim Sach, he opened up the doors. A door is much bigger, we'll soon see, than a window. So they came to give them a Midas Toivah, give them Monty. It says he opened up the Dalsi Shemayim, the doors of the Shemayim. But Midas Kronius by the Mablet says, the Arubais HaShemayim Niftachu, he only opened up the windows. The windows are smaller than a door. The master paying back toivo is bigger than paying back punishment. The midas pronis soon veyitzavu v'gvihanoshim apoishim bi kisot ki soilatom, the worms loisomus won't die. V'ishom leisichban, the fire will not go out. V'yu deroi lechobos, the season will be a star, will be a terror. V'loi odom moishit etzboi v'or b'olam hazeh, a person puts his hand in this world and is burned up, miyad nichvitz, burnt. And there it says the pronius, the payment back, will be such a payment that the fire will not go out. It says the isham loisichba, they'll stay in being burnt. And in this world we can't do that. Elos, what does that to mean? Kishem shemais makorosh baruch hu koyach b'shoyim lekabel pronoisam, like those who shem have got such a bad punishment that the bodies will be burnt over and over again and it won't be finished. So what does it mean? Hashem gives them special strength to accept the punishment. If so, if that's the midas pronius, for sure, kach lois makorosh baruch hu koyach betzadikim lekabel pegosim, for sure Hashem will give them koyach, power to receive the good. So even though we don't understand it right now, but Hashem has the power to give them plenty of faith. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva roima af hakor b'sifrei achitzoinim. People that read sifrei achitzoinim, they're also ein lo chelek b'olam habo. So the question is, what do these outside svarim mean? So Tana, we learned the Sifra Minim. Some say it means Sifra Minim, Kishyanavi means Sifra Minim. The Minim is to go against Hashem, you read those books, then Ein Lechel Golem Abu. Rabbi Yosef Omar, the Sefer Ben Sira. Even when you read the Sefer, it's like a history book. Sefer Ben Sira, that's also Ein Lechel Golem Abu. Yes, the question is, what's so wrong with it? What's so bad with it? Nami also the Mikri. Omalei Abaye my time. What's wrong with this sefer? It says over history. What's so wrong with it? You know, if you want to tell me the shiur today, it says inside the sefer this. It says Leitintosh Gildonei Miubnei. Don't take off the gildonei from your ears. Rashi's gildonei Shem Hadagna. Shem Hadag. It's the name of a fish. Just like this. It says there Leitintosh Gildonei Miubnei. Don't take off the skin of the fish, even from its ear, from the ear of the fish, don't take off. The lelezo moshke lechavla, don't ruin the skin. Because if you just pull off the skin, you can't use it. But if you leave it and roast it, let the skin roast the fish with its skin, you'll be able to use the skin. That's what it says. Elitzole yose benura, roast the fish the way it is. V'yechol bei tartin duritzen, and be able to eat two loaves of it. So that's what it tells you what to do. So the kasha is like, what is it teaching me? Pshita, what do we need this for? So he says, if you want to know really, learn the pashtas of the psukim, I'll tell you, in the Torah it says the same thing also. It says in the Torah, don't destroy the wood. In other words, don't destroy things. So what's the Torah telling you also? Do not destroy the skin of the fish. It's usable. If you roast it, you leave it, it's kishmak. If you take it off now, you're ruining it. So, what's wrong? In Medrasha, if you want to know from the Medrash, or are you teaching us normal manners? To like livos like kedarkoi. First teaching you now, don't be boiled shloi kedarkoi. Rashi says, dein hogan liyodom lishanis adarkoi. It's not nice to change from a normal manner. Final the karma biyubne. That's why he's telling you the ear, that that's the normal manner to roast the fish with the skin. To tell me, like, do not start not to take off the skin by the ear. That's not normal. It's called lashon of the livul shloi kedarkoi. You shouldn't live with your wife like shloi kedarkoi. Don't start new actions. So therefore, what he said right now so far is okay. Another reason is mishum the siddur. It says over there in sefer ben sitzra. It says ben sira. It says the siv bas liyaviha matzmuna. The yela mishum, right? Yes, right. V'yelam mishuma, v'yelam yir. Yelam, you want to tell me, right? V'yelam, you want to tell me. Mishuma says over there, bas li'aviyo matmuna shof. A daughter to a father is like a vain treasure. He doesn't appreciate, doesn't use her. Mipachto shof, mipachto li'ishon. Balayla, about his scare about her, he does not sleep at night. What is he afraid about? What's the pachad? Because Musa Shemet Despata. When she's a young girl, is afraid somebody will talk her into having zmus. Someone will talk her into seduce her. The Rusa, when she gets a little bit older, Shemet Tizna. She has her own das, maybe she becomes a Zaina. Bogrush comes even older, she comes to her at 12 and a half. Shemela Tinose. When she comes the time of getting married, maybe she won't find the shiv, she won't get married. Nisus, when she does get married, Shemela Yilabona, maybe she won't have children. So the whole time the father was worried about his daughter. His Tina, when she becomes older, everything went good. She was a good girl. She got married. She had kids. Now she's coming older. Shematasik Shofim. Sorry, the father's afraid. Maybe now she'll start to do kishuv. He says, Machshefa Loistachaya, says by a lady, because there's Shchiach and Shofim. She's afraid maybe she'll become a witch. Yeah. So that's what it says in the Sefer. Gemara says, Nu. For Rabbanu Nanyanu, the Rabbanu also said the same thing. Eyev Shaliyelum Blizzard Loshna Gemara Barbasra. Eyev Shaliyelum Blizzachorim, Ublaini Kavis. The world has to have males and females. But then Zotel, my Machazal is, Ashramisha Bona Zachorim. Worthy is the person that his children are boys. Oy Lamisha Bona the Kavis, Oy Vey. So what does it mean, Oy Vey? Because you have all these problems. With your daughters, you have problems. The boys also. These problems you have with the boys also. They could also go off. Some people say you have more problems with boys than girls. Then you have to make sure they learn, understand the right derech. They can go off the derech just as much. I call upon them as the mind of Chazal like this. I loy lemi shabon of nikedus. Inside lush and shabon of nikedus. Some say I vei if his boys act like girls. That's what it means. Doesn't really mean they have girls. It means Ivei the Shabono Nikavis, that the boys act like girls. A pshut it means is that they only have girls. Right, El Rada Mishum Siv says in the Sefer Sirot says the Siv Laitayil Devoy Blucha. Don't put any worry into your heart. That's what it says there. The Gavre Givrin Koto Devoya. Plenty of peoples were killed because of worries. So that's what it says. The Mursa says, what's so bad about that? Hoshloim Yamru, Shlomi Melchot said like that. The aga believe is yashchenu. The worries of your heart yashchenu. So see what that means. Take them out. Reb Ami Rabasi, chadom yashchenu midaita. Take it out of your mind. Don't think about your worries. They'll only kill you. Throw them away. Vechadom yashchenu lachirim. Throw them out to other people. Mean speak them out. If you have worries, speak it out with people, and that will take away your worries. Right. So there's nothing wrong with this. The Elam Shulah says over there, Mona Rab Mitzvah Besecha. Do not have a lot of people coming into your house. Don't bring everybody into your house. Sometimes you bring a brand person in, who like your wife, who's talking with your wife, this and that. You never know. For the Gemara of Rabbi Nami Yomru, the Rabbi also said like this, the Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, Liyarlam, Layarba Adam, Rayim Mitzvah Besecha. Do not have too many friends over your house. Shinevan Apostle says, Ishrayim Lisrayaya. You have friends, but you end up arguing. You end up arguing. So it's not kabbalah to always have too many people over the house. That's a good statement. Rashi says, eventually you have fights with them. Elam Yishum Dechsidi says there in Sefer Siroi, Zaldokon Kurtimin. Rashi says, Misha Zikmai Daka Vachlu, somebody has a thin beard, a light thin beard, yeah, Zalduna Kurtumin Avdud. Rashi says, Teda Shechachim Vachorv, no, that's a smart person. He's a very smart person. Avdukon, if his beard is thick, which is Misha Zikmai Ova Shaitu. A person that has a thick beard, though, that's a shirt, that's a fool. Sachin, Denofach Vachisei Leitzachi. Somebody that blows b'chisa in his pocket, loitzachi won't be clean. No, the nach b'chisa in loitzachi. Somebody that blows off, Rashi, not b'chisa, mishenofech ufiya shebekaisai. The foam, when they pour off beer, let's say, or the wine, and you blow off the foam of it, loitzachi, Rashi, yadua, shenitzam, he's not so thirsty.
The guy is really thirsty. Every little bit that's there, he leaves it there to drink it down. But you see a guy blowing off the foam, it's a proof he's not so thirsty. That's what it says in the Sefer. Let's talk. Omar. But Omar, a person says, "For my yichul lachma, what should I eat my bread with? Lachma sav minei." He doesn't mean it. He's not that hungry. Rosh be doer shayne rov for pach halechem. He'll take away his bread. Because he has problems how to eat the bread, that's a proof he's not that hungry. A person that's hungry eats it. That's it. So man the yistlei mavrupto bedikni. Someone has a split in his beard. He has two sides to it. Is nobody can stand up against him. That's the proof he's a real big chacham. Rashi says shezikne mechulak. It split his beard. His kuliyam shanash the kuliyam leichilei. Beamanis and his smartness. Since he's sitting there the whole day and thinking out start things, who makes him yod lezikni? He always puts his hand to his beard. Or Moshe, he always going like this. The person, he's like Moshe, his beard. He's sitting like this the whole day and thinking out things. So if it ends up his beard is split in two. That's the proof that the whole lifetime he was sitting and thinking at the thing. That's a real wise person. He has a lot of orma. He has a lot of wit to him. Be careful for such a person. Right, so that's what it says in the Sefer.
So
these are the things that they don't like. These are things that are not so nice. So these last things are why they said not to read the Sefer. But still, But the good things that it says there that we could learn. It says, Isha toiva matona toiva. A good wife is a good present. V'chek yirei lakim. Tinosim. Hashem will give her in the hands of a yirei lakim. Isha ro, a bad wife. Saras labayla. She's namas leprosy to her husband. Maita kante, what should you do about her? You go shenem ebeisa. Throw her out of your house. Of course, you have to know exactly what it means, Isha ro here. Doesn't mean you have an argument with her. So it means that she makes you do others.
She brings the soup. I think in the morning,
throw out of the house, you strap yourself, you heal yourself from your tzaras. Isha yofa, nice lady, ashrei baila, worthy is the husband, mispa yomav kafayim, will have double life. She could learn, he'll have a pleasant, easy life, so he'll have a double life. Rashi learns, meroiv hanoah chashuvim kafayim. He'll have so much enjoyment from her, it's considered like a double life. Like every day is like a double day, it's a day of pleasure. Ashri Bala, Mr. Yom Kaflayim. Hele menecho m'yesh eschein, take away your eyes from a beautiful lady, m'yesh eschein, ten tilka the Mr. Baseh, maybe you'll be caught in her trap. I'll take eight so baila, don't go after a husband like to drink wine with him, a sheikh and beer. Because because of a pretty lady, a lot of people were burnt or destroyed. The atsumim kol harugim. Rabim hoyu pitzei roichel amagilim l'dvar averim. Kenitzei l'dvar averim. Also, roichel, people go around selling perfume, selling jewelry. They go around, meet up with ladies. Of course, they have to have a lot of fights. Stay away from people or from other ladies. Kenitza Mubarak Gechelis. Kikolov Molei Uf. Kain Boteya Malaya Mirma. These people, the houses are full of fights. Menor Rabbi Mitech Besef, we had before. Restrain people from coming into your house. Voloi HaKel Tavi Besef, don't bring everybody into your house. Rabbi Yil Dorshish Lamecha. A lot of people want to know you're good. But Gila Soitcha Li'echot Me'elef only reveal the secrets of life, or your secrets, to one of a thousand. Moshucheves Chaykecha Shmo Pische Picha Al Totzer Tzoros Shmo Pische Picha. Shecheves Chaykecha means your wife, the one you live with. Shmo Pische Picha. Watch your mouth also, she should not go tell other people all the secrets you tell her. Al Totsa Tsaras Mako, do not worry about problems of tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Kiloi Seled Mayolid Yoim, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Shem Lamacher Enenu, maybe tomorrow you won't be around anymore.
You're worried about the future and you won't be around. Don't worry about the future. Take care of today's problems today, and tomorrow you worry about it tomorrow. All the days of a poor person is bad. This is a pasuk. This is a drasha. Kol yimei oni. We had the Chazal darshanit that kol yimei oni roim. All the days of a poor person is bad. Then siron he added af leilois. Even the nights are bad for him. Bishva gagam gagoi. His roof is on the lowest. So uvem roimem horim karmoi. His vineyard is on the cheapest land on top of the mountains. So now, Mimotor Gagim Legagoy, when it starts to rain, the rain from our roofs fall off onto his roof. So at nighttime in his roof, boy, is plenty busy there. It's dripping into his roof, knocking away. He can't sleep at night. He has bad nights. On the Yofa Carmel Akromim, when it rains, so the good soil from the high mountains come down. So his good soil comes down to us. So he loses out both by day and both by night. The Simonal, Zira, Rabbi, Shasha, Chunya, Zulia, Yanyo, Yofi, Yochanam, Rachim, Yeshua, Mikatsa. Omer Rabbi Zera. First one was Zera. Omer Rabbi Zera. Omer Rab. My Sib, what is the Pasuk say? Kol Yimei Oni Roim. All the days of a poor person is bad. Elo Bale Talmud. These are the people that learn Gemara. They have a hard time with it. Like, to learn Gemara, you never know with claw everything. You're working the whole time, it's hard. The Toiv Lev Mishta Talmud, who is an easy, a good heart. Has a Mishnah, enjoys himself. Elo Bala Mishnah. People only go to learn Mishnah. Learn Mishnah is simple. You finish the Mishnah, you know it's perfect, you're satisfied. But to learn Gemara, you never finish it. It's too hard. Rabbah, just the opposite. The Rabbah. People just learn Mishnah, don't know the Maskana, they don't know the Halacha. But people learn Gemara, they'll know the Halacha. Vayinu Diyabur Misharshia. Mishmei the Rabbah. My disciple, what's the Pasuk say? Messiah Yavonim Yatsavim. That the people that work on Avonim will be hard for them. You're carrying stones, it's hard for you. Elo Bala Mishnah, the people don't learn Mishnayas. They don't know the Maskonis, so it's only Mishnayas. Uvakeya Eitzim, Yisakin them will be good for them. Elo Bala Talmud. People that learn Gemara, they'll know the Maskonis. Rashi says, Bala Talmud Nenim Yigia. They'll have enjoyment from their work. Sheyadei El Haris, they'll know how to paskin. East of the Heter, Avabale Mishnah Shoina, a person that only learns Mishnayis learns, but V'eni Yodei Yamawami doesn't know what he's saying. The Yemur and Alochim Atech Mishnah, they're not allowed to pass in the Shalach from a Mishnah. Tal Talmud. Right. Rabbi Chanina Weimer, Ko Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Mi Shiesh Ka Yisharu. What does it mean to say, all the days of a poor person is bad? That means a person that has a bad wife. The Toiv Leiv, Mishta Talmud, a happy person, is always drinking. He has a good wife, that's a happy life. Rebiyani Yoimer, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Istinis. Person that's a very delicate person. Everything goes bad for him. Can't take anything. The Toiv Leiv, Mishta Talmud, Ze Shataita Yofa. He's a calm, he's easy going. Everything is good for him. Kebirchanoma, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Ze Rachmone. Person that's too much pity. Everything he sees, he has too much pity on. The Toiv Leiv, Mishta Talmud, Zeh Achzori. A stronger person, nothing bothers him. He'll have a Mishta Toiv Leiv. Mishur ben Levi Yom. What means to say is, either way, you have to be always the Mamsuya, the middle way. Either way is always not so good, extremes. Mishur ben Levi Yom, Kol Yimei Oni Royim, Zeh Shedai.